USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Despite North Korea accusing the U.S. of making gangster-like demands on denuclearization, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Tokyo earlier today, maintains that the recent 2 days of talks in Pyongyang were productive.
While we are encouraged by the progress of these talks, progress alone does not justify the relaxation of the existing sanctions regime.
Secretary Pompeo is in Tokyo for trilateral talks with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts following the two-day nuclear talks in North Korea. Senior hurricane specialist Lixian Avila says Tropical Storm Chris has formed off the southeast coast.
The storm is about 150 miles south of Cape Hatteras, so it's moving very little.
Avila says it may produce some swells and showers later, but no direct impact on the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The first four boys trapped by floodwaters in a cave in northern Thailand were removed early today by a squad of elite divers. The members of the soccer team and their coach have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is working very closely with the government of Thailand to help get all the children to safety. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells ABC's This Week he's not worried about what Michael Cohen might tell federal prosecutors, saying as long as he tells the truth, we're home free.
We have no reason to believe he did anything wrong. The president did nothing wrong with him, so we've gone through every document we can. We see no evidence of it.
Cohen served as Trump's personal attorney, but has faced intensifying pressure following an FBI raid of his property in April in regard to possible Russian meddling in the election. Members of the New Jersey family killed in a three-vehicle crash near Townsend, Delaware on Friday have been identified as 61-year-old Audie Trinidad and his three children, Caitlin, Dana, Melissa, and Allison. His wife, Mary Rose, survived. The husband and wife were properly restrained in the vehicle, but the four daughters, ages 13 to 20, were not. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The U.S. Embassy has warned Americans in Haiti to shelter in place after protests in the capital of Port-au-Prince. USA's Wendy King reports.
Protesters have been demonstrating this week against a sharp rise in fuel prices that were ordered by the government. About 120 American and 100 Haitian guests are stuck in a Port-au-Prince hotel after demonstrators tried to set the building on fire and penetrate the security to enter it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The U.S.-led coalition headquarters in Kabul has confirmed that a U.S. service member has been killed in an apparent insider attack in southern Afghanistan. Two other service members were wounded. A member of the Afghan security force is suspected of carrying out the attack. A brush fire that started in San Diego's East County on Friday has destroyed a number of structures and prompted the evacuation of most of the foothill community of Alpine. One of those who left was Michelle McDonald, who tells KGTV the West fire forced her to evacuate as she was getting ready for her wedding.
When I saw the flames, it was just me and my grandmother there, and she's pretty elderly, and I was like, I don't want to get stuck. So we packed up my aunt and uncle's dog, like all their most valuable things, like in my car, and we left.
The fire is now mostly contained. Catherine McPhee of American Idol fame, who's gone on to star in Smash, doesn't care what the public thinks about her engagement to David Foster. Foster is 34 years her senior. In a tweet, McPhee says people should be worrying more about the elections than who she's marrying. For USA Radio News.